Get ready for family fun that's out of this world at Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall. With over 40 attractions included in the admission price, there's something for everyone. From birthday parties to toddler time, and even daily deals like Mega Jump Mondays and Wednesdays, 2-for-1 Tuesdays, and family fun packages on Thursdays and Sundays, Big Air Columbus does it all. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.
The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello and welcome to The Big Story, where we discuss the top news of today and explain why it matters. I'm Haryanto Diman, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. An urban master plan that will guide Singapore's development in the next 10 to 15 years was formalised. Under the gazetted Urban Redevelopment Authority Master Plan 2019, the former railway station staff quarters and Bukit Timah Fire Station have been gazetted for conservation. The Gazette concludes the review of the draft Master Plan 2019, which was exhibited at the URA's premises from March to June this year. More than 25,000 stakeholders and members of the public visited the exhibition to find out more about the proposals. The suggestions and feedback for the draft plan's proposals were incorporated where appropriate and will be considered as the authority develops detailed plans for future areas. Now, to share more on this, we have housing and heritage correspondent Melody Zacharias. Welcome, Melody.
Thanks.
I think this is the first time you're doing a big story with
yes.
us. Welcome. Now, Melody, if you could share with us, you know, what are some of the initiatives that stood out for you in the master plan?
So basically, the master plan will guide Singapore's development over the next 10 to 15 years and is reviewed every 5 years. So for me, I think what really stood out was the revitalization of Orchard Road.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree that's not as happening as it used to be before. So the authorities plan to inject it with some life. For instance, the whole stretch could be divided into 4 sub-precincts. There could be a car-free portion to connect green spaces, as well as new retail concepts, attractions, entertainment options, and events. And then also what stood out for me is the CBD, because it can tend to be quite of a ghost town at night.
Yeah, especially during weekends as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to draw life into this entire business district. So the authorities have a good idea, and some plans include like building new hotels and homes in the CBD and better utilizing some of the vacant state properties as test bits for new ideas and events. And I also understand there'll be a new 50 km Greater Rustic Coast running along the northern coast. So the master plan was formalised today, meaning to say that it has gone undergone like feedback from different stakeholders.
Yeah.
So one thing that stood out for me, for instance, is that we will be retaining an iconic swimming pool at Farrer Park Fields, which is near Little India MRT Station. So it was a site for like athletes to train in the past, in the 1930s and 1980s.
Yeah.
And they will also be retaining a former boxing gym building. So this is all good news, I think.
Yeah. And Melody, you know, let's focus on the two buildings that URA decides to conserve.
Yes.
Can you share a bit more on that?
So the release pointed out that it will be officially conserving the former railway station staff quarters and Bukit Timah Fire Station. So spoke to some experts today and they agree that both sites are quite significant. So for instance, the staff quarters are located opposite Bukit Timah Railway Station and it used to house the station's workers. So back in the day when the transport network was still in its infancy, it was important to site staff right there, you know, because actually Bukit Timah was a rural and rustic area. Now we know it for its condominiums and luxury properties, but back in the day it was just wooden kampung structures. So another place that they're conserving is the fire station. So again, it harks back to the kampung days where, you know, homes were made of combustible materials. So the fire station, which was built in 1956 and is Singapore's 4th fire station, was integral in keeping the place safe and free from widespread blazes. There was also an industrial corridor where light operations such as a soya sauce factories, car workshops were operating. So the fire station, which is no longer in use, was very important to the old rustic landscape. Yeah.
MLD, you know, you have covered a lot of heritage stories, and heritage, you know, has always been your focus and always been, you know, your favorite bit. Do you think it's enough, you know, whatever that's been done to preserve Singaporean culture and heritage?
I think the master plan is heartening because they did listen to the community. So in terms of the Farrer Park field, swimming pool and boxing building, the former boxing building, it was a result of also people on the ground speaking up for it. So the Friends of Farrer Park group were very passionate about advocating for the protection of some of the sites there as part of redevelopment plans. So I'm happy that, you know, some of these key structures will be saved, because Singapore is nothing without its history, and it's important to conserve like different layers of the past.
Definitely. Now, thank you so much, Melody, for coming onto the show to share with us a bit more about the URA Master Plan. Now, for the full plan, of course, you can visit URA's website, or you can also read more on our website at straitstimes.com. Once again, I'm Haryanto. Join us for more stories on A Big Story tomorrow, and see you then.